County Extension is co-hosting a webinar Friday, March 28th on the home preparation of canned goods for commercial sale. Joining us by phone is one of the presenters, Deb Botzek-Lynn, is a University of Minnesota Extension food safety educator. Welcome, Deb.
Well, good morning, Barb. Thank you for having me on the program this morning.
Well, thanks for being here. Deb, what is the pickle bill?
Well, back about 10 years ago in 2004, the Minnesota State Legislature passed a bill which has a title that's quite long, but we summed it up to call it the pickle bill. And what that did for people in the state of Minnesota is allow you to produce acid or acidified foods like pickles, salsa, pickled vegetables like pickled asparagus, pickled green beans, and be able to sell those at farmers markets or community events.
And what else will you discuss on Friday?
Well, we will put two programs together. I will be presenting Deb Botzek-Lynn with Extension, and I will talk about the pickle bill, the guidelines. Now, that gives you the opportunity to sell your pickles at the farmer's market, but what else do you need to know? And with that, we'll be telling you what you need to have on the label. We'll tell you about food safety, because that's what I do, food safety. But we want to make sure that the food is safe going to the public. And we'll talk about the preservation of pickles, the water bath processing, and about how we really need to be conscientious in our home when we're selling to the public as far as kitchen sanitation, cleanliness, and good personal hygiene. And then also the next step to the program is Marion Hennenkamp, who is with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. She will be presenting a piece of the program, like we like to call it the next level step. People have now been preparing salsas, pickled beets, relishes, and selling them at farmers market. But some of them say, you know, people really like my product. I'd really like to move this on to the next level, meaning they'd like to have it at the local gift shop. They'd like to have it in the local meat market. And Marion will tell us from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture what you need to know about commercial food handler's license, commercial kitchen, what labeling requirements are needed, and many more things. She does a wonderful job.
Great. She's with the Food Inspection Division, correct?
She is, yes. She's with the Food Inspection Division, and just an enthusiastic, knowledgeable young woman that I had the pleasure to work with last July when we first started this combination program. Because as I just had said, you know, people are doing well with some of their pickle products, and they think, oh, there's a bigger market out for me rather than just the summer markets at the farmer's market.
And Friday's presentation is a webinar. Could you explain that format?
Yes. Marion and I actually will be at the St. Cloud Regional Office, the Extension Office here in St. Cloud, and we will be broadcasting via webinar to Grand Marais. And for information, you can speak to Diane Booth, and we'll talk further about that. But also, we will have a chat box there. And so although we won't be able to interact with the people as far as like a phone conversation, you will be able to pull it up at the site, or you also can view it in your home on your computer, and then you can ask questions through the chat box. And, of course, we take time to, for sure, take your questions because we want to make sure you get the information you need to know.
And how can they register?
I would suggest calling the Cook County Extension Office. Diane Booth is the person there, or do leave a message on her machine because she isn't always in the office. And the number there is 218-387-3015. And so do give Diane a call there. We'd love to have you join us. Like I said, this is just a popular topic with people interested in local foods, the increase in gardening, people interested in healthy food and knowing where their food's coming from, and also vendors producing or selling fresh fruits and vegetables at the farmer's market. This is just a value-added opportunity, too, for them to make use of their surplus of tomatoes or pickles, cucumbers, I should say, green beans, etc. So it's been a wonderful opportunity in the state of Minnesota. But do come and learn what you need to know about it.
And is there a charge?
There is a $5 charge per person to attend the program at the Cook County Courthouse. Coffee and refreshments will be available. Handouts will be available. There is no charge for those who choose to view it online.
We're speaking with Deb Botzek-Lynn of the University of Minnesota Extension. You can learn how to sell your products at farmers markets or in gift shops at a webinar Friday, March 28th at the Commissioner Room of the Cook County Courthouse. More information and registration from Diane at 387-3015. Deb, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, like I just wanted to say again, like I said, this is a neat opportunity for people to increase income, to have fun meeting the public, to get their product out there. We have lots of people out who have a renewed interest in home food preservation and are doing a wonderful job with that. And maybe you've dabbled with the idea of selling your product that you like and people in your family and friends like. Great opportunity for you.
Well, Deb, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I look forward to visiting with the people in Northeast Minnesota on Friday.